A new dentist into the practice, Dr. Nudak. And Dr. Nudak, for a limited time only, has some extra capacity because she's new and she's starting her business with Bowen Dental Care. So for a limited time, 20% off all new patients that call and see Dr. Nudak. That's an unbelievable deal. Maybe you haven't been to the dentist in a while and you're thinking, you know what, I really need to go. Dr. Nudak will sit you down and take care of you. She's an expert when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, porcelain crowns, veneers, pediatrics, preventative care, you name it, she can handle it. So for the family dentistry, where are you thinking? Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. If you're a longtime customer, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're not, come on over. 20% discount on all new patients. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care right there on Dunn Road in Florissant or BowenDentalCare.com.
The Retirement Symphony is the show that makes sure your retirement plan hits the perfect pitch. We'll show you the necessary tools and strategies to fine-tune your portfolio to set you up for a flawless financial performance in retirement. We'll do it all and more while having fun talking about something we all love, music. So tune in to The Retirement Symphony every Sunday afternoon at 3 with your local retirement conductor, Robert Baltzel. That's Sunday afternoons at 3 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bubba Burger is all natural, juicy, and perfect for your 4th of July festivities. You can find Bubba Burger in your local grocer's freezer. You'll never bite a burger better than a Bubba.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. I want to give you some great results that some sellers of mine realized this week. One home sold in 5 hours, another in 2 days. It's because we had a plan, a marketing plan that I and the seller executed. That could be your home. Those could be your results. And by the way, one of the homes sold for $15,000 more than list price. Call me, 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. You'll be glad you did.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
very large honkers.
Oh, hey, that's what our joke's about today.
We're
perfect.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the 4th of July Eve, which would be the July 3rd edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you today by Schaefer Auto Body Centers, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. 7 locations, very soon to be 8. And I challenge you to find a better body shop, or in this case, group of body shops, than Schaefer. We'll talk about what makes them so spectacular, so great, and why this is the only name you need to know if you're in an accident. Schaefer Auto Body. But first,
hey!
Well, he'll be getting a break from the control board tomorrow. Get a little taste of what it's like for me when I'm forced out every Friday on assignment. He's Eon the Peon. You will hate it, buddy. I hate every Friday when I'm not in here. He is Eon the Peon, and he wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to receive a lump sum distribution from your 401k, then you should sit down with Mark and Jason and explore all of your options.
What if you're not getting ready to receive anything, but you would just have that money?
Well, if you have $25,000 or more, absolutely. Okay. That's just one option there. Okay. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's dysfunctional. Hi, everybody.
What does that mean?
Yeah. I did nothing. I just thought I'd change things up a little bit.
Well, it sure was funny.
Yeah. I'm great. Hi, everybody.
You sure are.
Is that better?
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And I haven't had a chance to taste mine yet. I don't know if you guys did, but Rat Boy was kind enough to bring in some red, white, and blue homemade, what is this?
Cheese.
Homemade cheese. Red, white, and blue cheese. I don't like blue cheese, but this is the color blue, so maybe it's just food. Thank you, Rat Boy. Very thoughtful and very patriotic. Please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You know, it's weird. Blue cheese crumbles. I can't stand the taste of the smell of
it. I won't eat it. Yeah.
Yet, if you go to a place, and I'll mention the place that to me has as good a buffalo chicken strips as anybody, Sportsman's Park, down on Clayton Road. And you know what I'm talking about? Not chicken wings, but strips that are buffalo chicken with that red sauce, and you dip that in blue cheese dressing. The combination of those two.
Yeah.
Wow, is it good. But I will not eat the crumbles.
Yeah, it looks like it has mold on it.
It does have, I think it does.
Is that what?
It's got green speck. I don't know. It's disgusting. My wife loves it. I can't stand it. Blue cheese crumbles. I don't want one single crumble, much less a pie.
Now, ranch dressing for me with chicken tenders.
No kidding.
Yes.
Oh, I like the honey mustard.
And is that what you call it? Buffalo. It's buffalo is that reddish sauce.
Yeah,
buffalo sauce.
A little bit of bite to it.
Hot sauce.
Oh, man. That's the blue cheese. Let's stop it right now. We're going to make ourselves hungry. We're brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body Centers for 15, 16 years, I'd say. They've been part of the show. And for 15, 16 years, I have read so many emails from people who were beyond surprised. I think they're shocked at the service, the level of service they got, because I know they expected good body work. They did. They expected, based on what we've told them, that you're going to take your car in, and when it goes in, it's going to look bad because you ran into something or somebody ran into you, and you expect when you get it back, it's going to look great. And that's what happens. What they didn't expect and don't expect is the rest of the outstanding service. For example, I've heard from a lot of people whose parents, older parents, get in an accident, and they're so glad they dealt with Schaefer, because Schaefer has a way, you know, older people, a lot of things scare them. They're afraid of things because sometimes they've lost the ability to maybe remember, or, you know, they're not as quick as they used to be, and details throw them. They don't have to worry about any of that. Schaefer will take care of all of it. I don't care if you're 18 or 81. When you contact them and you say, I need an estimate, and then time comes to do the work, you've done pretty much everything you have to do. They'll find out if your insurance company includes a rental car, and even if it doesn't, if you want to pay for a rental car, they will not only make that arrangement, if they have to, they'll get it to you, or get you to it, or pick you up, or take you home, or come get your car to repair it if it's not drivable. I mean, it's more than you'd ever expect from a body shop. It would be enough to just do perfect body work, but it's not enough for them. You use them once, and I hope you don't have to use them too often, because that means you're doing something wrong if you're in that many wrecks. Or you live where I live and deer jump out in front of you all the time. Could be that too. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. The latest Quinnipiac poll. Quinnipiac is a polling company. It's a university-affiliated poll out of Connecticut. A legitimate polling group. They have just compiled the numbers on a poll they took to determine who was the worst president of the United States since World War II, and the winner is President Barack Obama. He topped George Bush. George Bush came in second in this poll. 33% of the people named Obama as the worst president since World War II. 28% put Bush at the bottom. Who do you think that all of the people they polled said was the best president since World War II?
Oh, I would say Reagan.
That's exactly right. Mm. Ronald Reagan. Followed by Clinton, followed by Kennedy. Only 8% said they thought Obama was the best president since World War II. This is not a political statement for me. It's just the results of a poll, so don't get mad at me. This may be the worst case of stalking in history. I'm looking at this woman's picture. She's from Albuquerque, New Mexico. She was arrested this morning by police officers, and what they say is the most extreme stalking case they have ever recorded in the history of the United States. Wait till you hear this. She's 28 years old. She called her ex-lover 77,639 times in 1 week.
Whoa.
Now, that's almost impossible. You'd have to stay up all night just dialing, redialing, redialing, redialing.
It said in the article she had three phones going at once.
This woman is really sick. How about this? She sent him in that same week 1,937 emails. She's not finished. In the same week, 41,229 text messages. 217 singing messages.
Singing.
Where you'd go to a site and they'll sing you, hate your guts, I can't stand you, you know. And 647 snail mail postal letters in the same week. This is almost impossible.
Wow.
647 letters she mailed this guy. Man, if ever the case where you need the most ironclad restraining order ever, it'd be a Linda Murphy says she has a history of, oh, here's a surprise, obsessive compulsive behavior. And she didn't take too well the breakup with William Ryans. She'd had a relationship with him for 3 weeks.
He did a number on her.
Wow.
Cast a spell on her.
Said she's accused of using peons right up to 3 phones at once to call him 24 hours a day on his cell phone, his home number, and his work number. Whoa. Said she would drink massive quantities of energy drinks, probably, and amphetamines to stay awake day and night, and went without sleep for a week just to continuously contact this guy. What the heck did he do over that 3 weeks to get this guy? Must be some kind of stud. Whoa. So you got a stalker, maybe it'll make you feel better that you thought was extreme. Now you know what extreme really looks like. Every once in a while, we come across things that the stupid, idiotic, moronic teenagers, and that's not all teenagers. These are just the stupid, moronic, idiotic ones, like car surfing, where they stand on the top of a car or the hood of a car going down the road at 50 miles an hour, and sometimes they get killed, and that's what happens to you when you're stupid. Boy, this one I do not get, and this is something that I guess on certain online sites you can go and watch. Why would you want to watch it? I don't know. It's called bubbling. And it's the latest way to express your exuberance when something great happens. And essentially what it is guys urinating into their own mouths. They shoot their pee up and catch it in their mouths. What is wrong with people? Says if you're it's guys who are overcome with emotion have to do something crazy in that moment. So they pee into their own mouths. Listen to this. It says it's called bubbling again. Bubbling has it got one professional athlete in trouble. Todd Carney, a rugby league player, was fired.
I grew Carney here.
Not you. You don't bubble. Todd Carney.
I don't think John bubbles, does he?
I don't think so.
Todd Carney, rugby league player, fired after he sent out photos of him peeing into his own mouth, and they showed up on the internet. He says he was just goofing around with his boys on the team, and he wasn't promoting the practice of bubbling. I don't care what your reason is. If you pee into your own mouth, there's something wrong with you. And it said and this is the other thing, that it inspired teen boys everywhere who follow rugby to start peeing into their own mouths. Once again, the question, what is wrong with these people? Boy, that one.
That's a new one.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Bubbling. Even the name doesn't make any sense. There are no bubbles in your pee. I don't think they're supposed to be anyway. Here's a list of things that you can eat that you didn't know you could eat. You can actually eat these things. Tree bark. I've heard this before.
Yeah.
You go to a tree, almost any tree, take off the bark. It takes quite a few chomps. It's like real tough jerky, but it's got a lot of nutrition in it. And it says if you scrape off, it says a nutritious bark, a bark underlayer that can be scraped off and eaten. Here's another thing you can eat, armadillos. Now, I don't know why anybody would want to eat an armadillo. They said, think of it as possum on the half shell. Now, I really don't want to eat her. Chalk, regular blackboard chalk. You can eat chalk. They said it's a great source of calcium. And by the way, if you're listening to this, we're not telling you to do this.
Please.
But if worse came to worse.
Well, now that I know that guys will pee in their own mouths because somebody did it, now who knows? Maybe we'd be responsible for people eating chalk. Cigarettes. You can eat cigarettes. It says not necessarily a good source of nutrition, but they have a neutral, antiseptic, and antiparasitic property. You can eat dirt. Now, every one of us, when we were kids, knew that kid that ate dirt.
Yes. Yeah.
There's always that kid.
Yes.
Jimmy's eating dirt. I won't kill him. Well, it won't kill him. You can eat dirt. You can eat clay. You can eat the ground. Minerals and iron are in it. And I don't remember any kid ever dying from eating dirt. And you remember kids making mud pies? You remember that? You'd get those little tins, like
yes.
pot pie
mm-hmm.
tins, and make a mud pie. Wow, were we bored as kids. You can eat rotting meat. Again, don't do this, but this article says you can eat rotting meat. It seems gross, but it's a source, can be, of digestive enzymes. You can eat leather. You can cook and eat leather. It says as long as the tanning chemicals are not toxic, if you cook it long enough, you can eat leather. Well, if you think about it, why is that any different than pork rinds? Isn't that skin? Isn't
pig
pork
skin.
Rind
yes.
pig skin? The stinkhorn mushroom, or its official name, Phallus impudicus, smells awful, but at its spores, if you remove a slime layer, they're edible. Mm-mm, that sounds good.
Oh, I saw that. It's bloomed recently.
That's that thing that stinks
so bad. It smells like a rotting corpse.
Right. Marijuana. You can eat. I think everybody knew this. People make marijuana brown. It says the raw plant won't get you high, but it will get you much less high than the dried marijuana and has some medicinal benefits, just chewing and eating marijuana. I'm looking at a list of 12 fast food places and their new ranking for the for several years now. The American Customer Satisfaction Index has published this list of fast food restaurants and where they rank. At number 12, at the bottom of the list, is McDonald's. I'm really surprised by that. And I'll tell you why I'm surprised by it. It seems to me that in recent years, when I go to McDonald's, they're better. They're better at the window. They're better. You know what I'm saying? It used to be like kind of couldn't understand them and they had an attitude. And it seems like in recent years, somebody got them all together and said, hey, shape up. And I was always under the impression that they'd fixed a lot of things. According to this thing, last in customer satisfaction. Number one was Papa John's. Two is Pizza Hut, three is Domino's, then Little Caesars, Subway, Wendy's, Burger King, Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell, and boom, at the bottom, McDonald's. Tomorrow's the 4th of July. A couple of things you may or may not have known. At the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C., 24 hours a day, they fly 50 flags. Did you know that? 50.
No.
50 flags, 24 hours a day at the Washington Monument. The original stars on the flag were arranged in a circle to donate the equality of all the colonies. In the early days of celebration, fireworks were, they weren't illegal, but they were frowned upon and people were encouraged not to set them off because it made horses miserable. And that's how everybody got around. There were horses in the streets and they went nuts from the fireworks. On the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, on that exact day, Thomas Jefferson dropped dead, and so did John Adams, who both signed the Declaration. They both died 50th anniversary on that very day. Benjamin Franklin did not want the eagle on the flag or to be the symbol. Do you remember what it was he wanted?
No.
Turkey. He wanted a turkey to be. I think we're better off with the eagle.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think now we would feel quite as good about having a turkey as the symbol of our country. The Declaration of Independence was presented to Congress on June 28, 1776, after more than a year of trying to appeal the practice of taxation by England without representation. The flag was adopted on the 14th, June 14th of 1777, And it's interesting, these dates are interesting. The first Independence Day celebration, the first time we celebrated Independence Day, was not on July 4th. It was July 8th of 1776. Because that was the day the Declaration of Independence was first read in public after people were summoned, and they were summoned by ringing the Liberty Bell. Only one person actually signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, John Hancock. He's the only one that signed it on that day. Okay, I get what? Hancock. Oh. They're laughing at Hancock.
Oh, man.
They think something. There's something funny about that. And there's only one president who was born on the 4th of July. Do you know who he was? President of the United States, born on the 4th of July.
Oh, no.
Calvin Coolidge. That's a name you never think of. When you start thinking of presidents, you never think of Coolidge's name. In 1776, 2.5 million people lived in the United States. 2.5 million. Now, 314 million people live here. All right, somebody within 5 years, tell me when the 4th of July became a national holiday. What year? What do you think?
Oh,
I was real surprised by this.
1820.
No, I'll say 4th of July. Wait. I'll say 1925.
1941.
Wow.
What took you? This is the second biggest barbecue day in the United States for people barbecuing at their own barbecue grills. What do you think is the first big one? Number one.
Memorial Day?
Bingo. Memorial Day. That's kind of the breakout day. It's finally
start of
spring.
Summer,
yeah. Woohoo! The winter's over. And I'm not disturbed so much by the where our fireworks come from. The United States imports about over $200 million worth of fireworks from China every year. But what bothers me is we also import $3.5 million worth of American flags from China. And I've said this before, it ought to be against the law for any American flag to be made anywhere other than America.
I agree.
American people should make American flags. And we had flags here years ago for some promotion, and when we found out they were made in China, we got rid of all of them. We stopped the promotion and the giveaway because I didn't want to send out flags to people with the thing that said made in China on it. There's just certain things that should be 100% American, and I think that's one of them. And the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, was a drinking song in England called To Anacreon in Heaven. It was what drunks sang, and we put new words to it, and it became the Star Spangled Banner. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Thank you, Susan, for calling. Susan was a church organist, and as soon as she called, it reminded me of a great church organist joke. And let's face it, I think there's only one in existence. There aren't a lot of church organist jokes, but this is a good one. And it's the story of a church organist who has gigantic breasts.
Yeah.
I mean, she is stacked and it's distracting. And a lot of the women in the church are very upset because their husbands are not paying attention in church. They're staring at the boobs on this church organist. So the women get together and have a meeting, and one of them says, what are we going to do we'll call her Susan, the church organist. We got to do something. This is distress, taken away from the worship service. And one of the women says, you know what? I know her pretty well. I'll talk to her, and I think I have a way to fix this problem. And they said, great. So she meets with Susan, and she says, Susan, look, there's no other way to approach this than to just say it. You got huge boobs, and our husbands are staring at you, and it's disruptive. You're a great organist. We don't want you to stop playing, but we're going to have to do something. She says, well, I strap them down as much as I can. I try to keep them from bouncing around. I try not to show a lot of cleavage. She says, well, that's not enough. I have an idea. Do you know what persimmons are? And Susan says, yes, they're very sour. And when you taste them, makes your mouth shrivel up. She says, that's right. I read an article that if you crush up persimmons, if you rub them on your boobs will shrivel up. And I don't know how long the effect lasts, but if you would do that on Sunday morning, you know, just before you come to church, maybe your boobs will kind of shrivel up, just like somebody's mouth does when they taste persimmons. Would you be willing to try it? And as Susan says, yes, I will. So next Sunday morning, it's amazing. They look over at Susan, and her boobs are smaller. She has obviously, within the last 24 hours, crushed persimmons and smeared them on her boobs. She plays a song on the organ. When she's finished, the preacher steps up to the podium, and the preacher says, I regret to agree, I'm not going to be able to put the song.
All right, let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. On the westbound 70 on the St. Charles side of the Blanchet Bridge, you've got an accident that's blocking the two right lanes, and traffic is jamming back to the Earth City Expressway, but that's not the worst of it. Once you get further beyond that, you're going to hit some stop-and-go traffic from about Mid-Rivers Mall Drive all the way out through Wentzville Parkway. Folks trying to get out of town, get to the Lake of the Ozarks. Same thing on westbound 40. You do have slow traffic from Kings Highway through Big Bend, and then you're heavy at the Boone Bridge, but slow now from Lake St. Louis, from Highway N out through Highway 70. Now, I do want to remind folks that the exit westbound 40 at Hampton's closed due to Fair St. Louis. Also, east and westbound Lindell is closed between Skinker and Kings Highway, and expect extremely heavy traffic on Forest Park Parkway in both directions as you make your way to Fair St. Louis. Eastbound 270, that's jamming up now between Missouri Bottom and McDonald through New Florissant. Looks like we've pretty well thinned out on southbound 270. Westbound 44, just a little bit heavy from the Merrimack River Bridge out through Bowles. This traffic report brought to you by USA Network's new original series, Rush. This summer, USA Network presents a new original drama series about a good doctor with a few bad habits. Rush, series premiere Thursday, July 17th at 8 Central, only on USA Network. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Happy Independence Day from all of us at McGraw Live. I'm Kelly Jackson. After fireworks this weekend, join us Monday morning for McGraw Live. Paul Harris fills in for McGraw, and we touch base with Gail Pennington from the Post-Dispatch, talking television, and David Stokes from the Show Me Institute covering local issues. I'll bring you news all morning long. It's McGraw Live, starting at 6 a.m. Monday morning on the Big 550 KTRS.
The average retirement lasts 30 years. 30 years. For some, they will be retired longer than the span of their career, so it's easy to see why the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. This is Laurie Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group. We can develop a predictable yet flexible retirement income plan for you, allowing you to spend with confidence while you maintain your lifestyle and follow your dreams during retirement. Let's not forget about the downturn of 2008 and 2009. If you are about to retire or are already retired, it might be a good time to take a second look at your retirement plan and goals. We have the experience in building retirement plans that can help balance your portfolio and give you a steady, predictable, and guaranteed income stream. Call me now and find out if these solutions would be right for you. 314-909-1116. 314-909-1116. Let us take a second look at your retirement plan. 314-909-1116.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier & Thompson, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite countertops, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchens and Baths has great financing rates with any project. They have ding and dent appliances that can save you even more money if you're updating your kitchen. And in most cases, you'll never be able to see the ding or dent. They're located at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier & Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
Diabetes affects over 26 million people in the United States today, with type 2 being the most common diagnosis. If you have type 2 diabetes, listen to this important message. Patterson Medical Clinic is currently conducting a research study to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of an investigational insulin dosed once daily for type 2 diabetes. If you are at least 18 years old, have type 2 diabetes for at least 6 months, and are receiving insulin treatments, call 314-831-5999. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and study medication at no cost and may be compensated for time and travel. To see if you qualify for this type 2 diabetes clinical study, call Patterson Medical Clinic at 314-831-5999. Once again, that's 314-831-5999.
It's time to get a jump on summer. It's time to start thinking about your deck. It's time to start thinking about outdoor living. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. Outdoor Living has a showroom with over 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms. If you want to trust somebody with your deck, it's Outdoor Living. Now, they also operate their own lumber yard to supply all of their decking materials used for the projects, so you get professional grade material for sale at contractor prices. Outdoor Living also stocks AZEK decking made of 100% cellular PVC. It provides superior stain, scratch, mold, and mildew resistance, and it comes in 17 different colors. So this summer, how's your deck holding up? Time to get a new one? Time to replace it? Time to check out Outdoor Living. Big Bend and Highway 44 in Kirkwood, right across the street from Quick Trip. Big Bend and I-44, Outdoor Living, or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Ever notice how some homes have a style all their own? The secret? It all starts with the floors. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 75 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing you the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. Here's a great suggestion. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood flooring is on sale for an incredible $4.99 a square foot. That's right, you can have beautiful pre-finished solid oak hardwood floors for only $4.99 a square foot. This sale is for 3/4 inch thick, 2 1/4 inch width, solid oak hardwood floor, and your choice of 7 gorgeous colors. This is a high-quality, American-made hardwood floor with an unheard-of 50-year warranty. So hurry in to one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Schubert Furniture is closing its location at 14250 Manchester Road. Get instant rebates now through Sunday at Schubert Furniture and Schubert Design Furniture. Schubert Design Furniture will continue to bring Drexel Heritage, Henriden, Sealy Stearns & Foster, and more, as well as service to the region after the sale. Head to Schubert Furniture at 14250 Manchester Road or Schubert Design Furniture at 161 Gaywood. Rebates are not available on previous purchases. Both locations are just east of 141 on the south side of Manchester.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-1174. 800-379-1174.
Don't miss Radio Shack's Freedom Day sale. Get a 4-pack of LED flashlights for free when you buy a 36-pack of batteries. Offer is good through July 24th, 2014.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Oh,
let me go home. Let me go home.
That music, when you hear that wine drinking music, that means it's time to talk to Little Old Wine Drinker. There's a song, Dean Martin recorded a song called Little Old Wine Drinker Me. I have to play that sometime in honor of Mike Evans. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Annie Gunn's will actually be open tomorrow, 4th of July. So if you've never been, I got a great email this morning from a guy, took his wife there, I think for their anniversary. Never been to Annie Gunn's. What a fantastic, he said, unbelievable, the food. He said, everything you said is right on the money. You want to know what he was talking about? Make yourself a reservation for Annie Gunn's restaurant or stop by the Smokehouse and get something to take home. And anything you get is going to be fantastic. They're both in Chesterfield Valley. And we're not going there. We're going to Southern California right now. We're standing by in the imaginary green room is the one and only Mike Evans. How are you? We have Palm Springs weather here right now. I mean, it's mimicking what you get to live in most all year. It's low humidity, mid to upper 70s, perfecto. We don't get this much very often, but we got it today.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, well, you're used to it, but here, people are going crazy. They're so happy.
That's great. It'll be that way for the 4th, I take it?
Yes, the whole weekend.
Fantabulous.
So what's going on?
Well, I got a pop quiz question for everybody to play along while they're driving home from work. They're in beautiful St. Louis. I'm all the way from Rolla to the Illinois border.
Oh, see, he knows the territory.
Mm-hmm. From the people that are tuning in way down in Cape Girardeau.
Yeah.
To north up in Jeff City.
It's clear both places.
Pop quiz question, name the name of the big star who says she prefers and believes the hottest place to have sex is still in the back seat of a car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah.
Rihanna. Nicki Minaj.
Mm.
No. Boy, it sure is sad to hear this morning that Louis Zamperini died.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he died last night here in Los Angeles, 97 years old, complications of pneumonia. Of course, the guy was a Olympic hero, war hero. Unbroken, the book was a bestseller. Angelina Jolie produced and directed the movie. After the book, it'll be out Christmas weekend. But Louis won't be here to see it.
I'm gonna tell you something. I don't read many books. I'm not proud of that. I read articles but I read that book Unbroken. Let me tell you something, folks. You want to read an unbelievable story of survival. A true story of Louis Zamperini. Read that book, Unbroken, and I can't wait for this movie to come out. I hope she does his life justice. I'm sure she will. I'm looking forward to this.
Sad he died.
Well, but 97, though.
97, you've used all the runway, homie.
And when you go through what he went through to still live to 97 after that torturous life, wow, it's incredible.
It really is. Love Nugget's new book just out says that both Presidents Nixon and Lyndon Johnson took a run at Jackie Kennedy after John F. died.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Megan Fox said if she was a lesbian, she'd be all over that Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh. Wow. Man. Oh, man.
Movie review, opening today, Tammy, written, produced, and starring Melissa McCarthy, directed by her husband, Ben Falcone. Tammy loses her job, her car, her husband, and everything else, and decides to hit the road with no friends, no money, no car. Her only option is her floozy grandma, played by Susan Sarandon, and is off to Niagara Falls with adventures between then and there. This is not a very good film.
All right, you just basically said what Colin Jeffrey said earlier when he came in here. He gave it 3 out of 10. He says horrible.
I don't think it's horrible. I mean, it's Melissa McCarthy.
We've seen this act before.
Right. We've seen it before. You know, well, there in St. Louis, you're telling me about the good weather. Other markets that I talked to around the country, I said, you know what, it's probably going to be nice and cooler in the theater than it is outside. So if you want a couple of laughs, you can go see it. 1.5 stars, but it is a little disappointing. Rated PG-13, 97 minutes. Also opening today, Roger Ebert's documentary, Life Itself. This is a fabulous documentary, 4 stars.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get it this weekend in the limited release, but Colin says in another week or two we should get it.
Did he see it?
Yeah.
Liked it?
Oh, yeah.
And Begin Again, 4 stars.
Okay.
Excellent movie, and I think that is out nationwide tomorrow. Odds and Ends, Justin Bieber's new best friend is Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel. And for that reason alone, Johnny's getting a lot of hate tweets, hate emails, hate Twix. I mean, the bottom line is Johnny's getting a lot of haters before he even throws his first pass. Here's what you learn from this. Choose your friends wisely.
Yeah, Johnny ditched this guy.
Oh, you know what he did there? I can't, you know.
No, Bieber's.
I want to see this guy fail now, I for some reason. 3 favorites to host. The new host on The View are Jamie Lee Curtis. Someday I'll tell you a story about the time that Jamie Lee sat on my lap for 45 minutes.
Stop it. Did she get an erection?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it. Okay. Yeah, I didn't want to say. Also, I'll tell you about it another time.
Okay.
Also, going for the gig, they're interviewing Josh Groban and Bachelor host Chris Harrison. Happy birthday to the Jerry Seinfeld Show. It debuted 25 years ago tomorrow.
Did you say also in the running for The View is Josh Groban?
Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be a chick show.
Well, Chris Harrison's a guy, too.
Yeah, I don't watch that crap.
Well, excuse me. I'm just the messenger here. No,
please. I hate that show.
An odd tradition. I've done this a couple times. In Ocean Beach near San Diego, after the fireworks tomorrow night, hundreds and hundreds of people will have a marshmallow fight on the main street of Ocean Beach right in front of the...
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be fun, except what are you going to accomplish? You ain't going to really... I don't know.
You aren't hurting, but it leaves a hell of a mess, and yeah. Everybody's usually pretty drunk, and it's pretty funny. This may be the last time we get to do it because the city council wants to shut it down.
Maybe you could invent a marshmallow gun, like a potato gun, but a gun that shoots marshmallows.
That might be better.
You got something.
15 years. Have been doing this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where is it they throw tomatoes at each? Is it Spain or something?
Yeah, I think it's Spain.
Yeah.
You ever throw avocados at anybody?
No. No. And finally?
Boy, you don't like my report? You're trying to get rid of me?
I didn't say that.
On a holiday, pre-holiday?
We're out of time. That's all.
Oh, I didn't know that. And finally.
There you go.
Who says that the hottest place to have sex is still in a car in the back seat? Is it Scarlett Johansson, Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, and have a great weekend and a great fourth, everybody.
Oh, man, I'm going to go Rihanna.
Nicki Minaj.
Johansson.
Scolo. Scarlett Johansson. Oh, my goodness, that before Bud you lastly.
Which one of us got? Oh, yeah,
you.
Me. Yeah. We're coming right back. We'll do a little break. We'll come back and say goodbye officially. Send you off for the weekend. Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Here's our final check on traffic as we head into that holiday weekend. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. They're still working with this accident. It's blocking the two right lanes on westbound 70. It's on the St. Charles side of the Blanchette Bridge. You're backed up to you're backed up to Highway 270. Now, you go out a little further west on 70, and you have an accident that's blocking the right lane between Bryan Road and Lake St. Louis Boulevard. You got a slow stretch from about T.R. Hughes out through Lake St. Louis, and then things open up. Now, you do have slow traffic still on westbound 40, and that is running between Kings Highway and Bellevue. Remember, that exit at Hampton is closed for Fair St. Louis. You've thinned out pretty much between 270 all the way out until you hit Lake St. Louis Boulevard, and then you have stop-and-go traffic through Highway 70. Eastbound 270, they've cleared a stall that was blocking a lane at Lindbergh, and now traffic is getting much better. You're slow east of McDonald through New Florissant, and it does look like we're pretty good on southbound 270. Southbound 141 has thinned out, and if you're trying to get in from Illinois, westbound 5564 is slowing from the Kingbridge split up to the Poplar. This report brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Quality, knowledge, skill, value, that's Napa know-how. Stop into a Napa Auto Parts store or Napa Auto Care Center to experience some Napa know-how yourself. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan, co-host of the Inside Out Show, where my partner John Shea and I try to answer all your home remodeling and gardening questions. And it's heard right here every Saturday, 11 to 1. I just love to celebrate the 4th with my family, the barbecue, the visit with the kids, and thanks to our troops everywhere, the freedom to do it.
Happy 238th birthday, America. You look good. From all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. Did your refrigerator just go out? Well, not only will you get the lowest price on your next Frigidaire refrigerator, we can deliver it to you within 24 hours. How do we do this? We have a 36,000 square foot warehouse in good old St. Louis City where we stock truckloads of Frigidaire appliances. Lowest price, immediate delivery, period. Appliance Discounters is a place to purchase your next Frigidaire appliance. Shop at Appliance Discounters and find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition.
This is
where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
Hey, what did you do for the 4th? Too bad you didn't make it to my party. The view of the fireworks from my deck was epic.
Believe me, I'd rather have been at your house.
Then why didn't you come, man? I told you I had the couch reserved just for you.
Well, let me put it this way. I shouldn't have pre-partied and only partied at your place, where I was planning on staying.
Huh? So then, where'd you go?
Let's just say the view of the fireworks wasn't so good from a jail cell.
This reminder to drive sober or get pulled over is brought to you by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety.
Well, happy birthday to the United States of America. And thank you for joining us. We are all on assignment tomorrow. Have a couple of hours of some replay of some stuff and then an ABC special. Don't do anything stupid with fireworks, okay? Just, you know, use them like you're supposed to use them. Don't be breaking the law. Be careful with the barbecue grill because we need all of you back here Monday. Have a great 4th of July weekend, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by the St. Louis VA, now seeking full-time physicians in many disciplines. The VA Healthcare System, healthcare for heroes. In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
A win for Ameren as it works to acquire the permits it needs to build a coal ash landfill in a Missouri river plain just next to its Labadie power plant.
Fair St. Louis starts today, this time in Forest Park. What you need to know before you head to the celebration. Another man caught acting inappropriately at a public pool, what police found in his cell phone.
First on Fox, Fair St. Louis is officially open for the holiday weekend. Here's video of people filling up the lawn area at the main stage for tonight's entertainment. Fox News' Paul Shankman is live with more on what's going on at the fair, Paul.
Yeah, Shirley, it just occurred to me that it was 110 years ago exactly, really, on this spot that the World's Fair was going on, and now Fair St.